the WUET-FM Blacksburg Studios. This is the New River Valley's local news source, WUET News.
I-81 South lanes open after tractor trailer overturns. The man who hopped the White House fence was previously arrested in Wythe County Jail, and an Alabama shooting results in three dead. All that plus sports and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Sean Campbell. An accident earlier this week resulted in multiple traffic problems for those traveling on Interstate 81. On Monday morning, a tractor-trailer overturned on I-81 southbound. After flipping, the tractor-trailer was hit by a car. The accident resulted in closed lanes and congestion on the interstate. The driver received minor injuries. Immediately after the incident, there was a 2-mile backup of traffic. As of recently, lanes have been reopened. The man who was caught on camera jumping the fence and running into the White House was previously arrested in Wythe County on the interstate northbound. Omar Gonzalez was arrested on July 19, 2014. After being spotted by the police for running several cars off the road, Gonzalez was pulled over with charges for eluding police, improper passing, reckless driving, and a firearms violation. In the car, police found a collection of guns, knives, and camping equipment. Before the arrest, Gonzalez had no previous criminal record. He was quickly released from jail after posting a $5,000 secured bond. A fatal incident at a UPS this morning claims the lives of several. At a UPS facility in Inglenook, Alabama, an unidentified shooter killed two workers before committing suicide. The incident occurred just before 9:30 a.m. The shooter is suspected to have been a former employee at the facility. He was reported to have been wearing a UPS uniform. The victims' names have not yet been reported, but it is said that they and the shooter were all white males. Now over to Kyle with your WUVT Sports.
Thanks, Sean. Good afternoon, everyone. Here's your Hokie Sports update. After recording two assists against Wake Forest in the men's soccer win this weekend, sophomore Sam Essam was named to the College Soccer News National Team of the Week. The Hokies have a game tonight at 7 p.m. at Thompson Field against George Washington. The game is an Orange Effect, and the first 200 fans will receive a mason jar tumbler. Members of the Corps will also receive free pizza if they are in uniform. The men's golf team holds a 3-stroke lead over Maryland today as they enter the final round of the VCU shootout tournament in first place. Senior Trevor Cohn is tied for third place. Scott Vinson, also a senior, and junior McLean Huge are tied for seventh place. Sophomore Joey Lane and freshman Ian Hildebrand are tied for 46th place. This is Hildebrand's college debut. The Hokies are 2-time defending champions in this tournament and are on pace to claim a third straight title. After another rough weekend, there's more news for the Virginia Tech football team. Senior star defensive tackle Luther Maddy underwent surgery on his torn right meniscus that he injured during the Georgia Tech game. He will be out 2 to 4 weeks. I'm Kyle Cook. That's all for your Hokie Sports Update. Here's Nick with your weather forecast.
Thanks, Kyle. High pressure continues to dominate our region on this first official day of fall, with cooler temperatures being the primary weather story. Expect that trend to continue this evening as lows dip down to around 44 degrees underneath mostly clear skies. There will be plenty of sunshine to go around in Blacksburg again tomorrow as highs top out near 69 degrees. A light jacket may not be a bad idea for your chilly commute to class during the morning hours. We'll see another clear night Wednesday evening, allowing for low temperatures to hover around 48 degrees. Also, don't be surprised to see a stray shower Wednesday evening as well. After another chilly start to the day, Thursday will continue to deliver sunshine and pleasant temperatures by the end of the day. Look for highs to reach around 70 degrees again on Thursday, meaning conditions should be excellent for any outdoor activities you may have planned, barring a stray shower or two. Partly cloudy conditions and low temperatures dropping to around 52 degrees will be the story for our region Thursday night. High temperatures on Friday will hang around 73 degrees as sunny skies continue to be the dominating weather feature. We can look forward to low temperatures around 52 degrees and partly cloudy skies Friday night. These pleasant fall-like conditions will continue up through the weekend, with daytime highs in the low to mid-70s and nighttime lows in the lower to mid-50s to be expected. Tailgating conditions on Saturday for the Hokies' next home football game again will be great, with highs expected to be in the mid-70s under mostly sunny skies. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Nick Gilmore. Back to you, Sean.
Thanks, Nick. Right now it's 62 in the New River Valley. It's 61 in Roanoke, 62 near Dublin and Pulaski, 63 in Marion, 66 near Bluefield, and it is 54 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Sean Campbell.
You are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Mr. PC, and I'll be with you until 7 this evening, bringing the swing, the jazz, the bebop, all of that good stuff. Anyways, I'm going to start out the top of my show with the title track of Dave Douglas's 2003 release, Freakin'. Hope you dig it.
Thank you.
retired senior volunteer program of Montgomery County in Radford will hold a bake sale on Tuesday, September 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Montgomery County Government Center in Christiansburg. You can enjoy baked goods and help raise money for the community service projects to benefit the local community. For more information, you can call 540-382-5775. That was the Chick Corea Trio with Record of Me. Next up, I'm going to play some Don Pullen for you. This is one of the last albums he put out before he passed away. And it's pretty awesome. So sit back, relax, and feel the groove.
Hey!
That was Count Basie with Didn't You? Before that was Roy Eldridge and Dizzy Gillespie with Limehouse Blues. And even before that was Don Pullen with The Eagle Staff Is First. Next up, I'm going to play a track from Ella Fitzgerald's Live at Mr. Kelly's album. And it'll be great. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Mr. Kelly, yeah.
Multiple Arts Collective is a student-run organization that brings independent artists, musicians, and writers to the Blacksburg area. Meetings take place every Monday at 8 p.m. For more information, you can go to multiplearts collective.tumblr.com. We were just listening to Little Rudy Tootie by Thelonious Monk, and before that was Ella Fitzgerald with Joe Williams' Blues. Next up, I'm going to play a track off of bassist Rodney Whittaker's new album. This is The World Falls Away. This hour of programming is brought to you by Gilly's. Located at 153 College Avenue, Gilly's Vegetarian and Seafood Restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner Monday through Friday and brunch Saturday and Sunday. Sister store Bola's Cafe and Bakery is right around the corner at 206 Draper Road. Gilly's can be contacted at 540-961-2703. For more information, you can visit www.gillysrestaurant.net or visit their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/GilliesBlacksburg. WUVT thanks Gillies for their continued support. You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Mr. PC, and I will continue to be with you here behind the mic until 7 this evening, playing the jazz just for you. We're just listening to the title track off of Patrick Batstone and Richard Poole's new album, The Last Taxi.